Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes. Today's daf is sponsored by Diane and Ephraim Goldstein with gratitude to Hashem in celebration of the birth of a baby boy to their children, Alana and Reb Natan. Again, Diane and Ephraim Goldstein with gratitude to Hashem in celebration of the birth of a baby boy to their children, Alana and Reb Natan. Mazel Tov. As we continue with the last full daf in Parak Eluhein HaNechnaken. Okay, we'll start with the Mishnah on Peches Amabez. We get our feet wet into Agadata a little bit, not really Agadata today, but at least different Chazals, as we head through Beit Hashem tomorrow when we start Chelek. Says the Mishnah, Chomer B'divrei Torah Mi B'divrei Sofrim. So as remember, we talk in the context is Zakein Mamre, and yesterday we discussed what is a Zakein Mamre have to, which type of Avera does he have to argue about in order to be Chayiv. We discussed all of the Brisa that was quoted and how each one becomes a Kares and a Chatas. And we are up to the Mishnah. There's more to talk about. I didn't get to mention the Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Tzadik Vav yesterday, which has a long, who has a long piece about Shalotei Kishtei Torahs Bi Yisrael, related to the Mitzvah of Losasur. That's an important Sefer Chinuch who mentions that's Zakin Mamre, and that's why we have to listen to the Rabbanan. A big thesis there. Says the Mishnah, Chomer B'divrei Sofrim Mi B'divrei Torah. There is a Chumrah that applies to Dinim D'Rabbanan more than Dinim D'Araisa. Or not even Dinim D'Rabbanan, I should say. D'Divrei Sofrim, more Limudim, as is usually understood. Sometimes D'Divrei Sofrim can mean Dinim D'Rabbanan. But other times, most of the time, it means items that are not mafurish in the Torah. For example, Et Ha'omer Ein Tfilin K'dei Lavar Al D'Divrei Torah Patur. If you have a Zakin Rami who paskes, there's no such thing as Tfilin. So he's not going to be chayav for that. Why? Because that's not as what Rashi calls a hora. That's not a psak. That's open up a chumash. You'll see he's wrong. That's not called a psak. There's no such thing as tefillin. So therefore, he is pater for that. But chamesh totafos lahosef al divrei sofrim chayav. But if somebody says that should be five boxes in tefillin, we had earlier totafos, right in the sugi of Yeshin Lamikri, Yeshin Masora, back on Davdalot or so. So that's already, he's admitting that there is tefillin, but he's just expanding upon it, so that would be an Isser D'Oraisa. We're talking on the Mefarshim, talking about the Tefillin Shel Rosh, not the Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Yad only has one bias. So there's nothing to add on there. Talking about the Tefillin Shel Rosh in terms of the different batim. That's why the Tefillin Shel Rosh has higher Kedusha. Because it has four different klafim, even though it has same parshias written in it, but it's four different klafim, and that gives it a higher kedusha. That's one of the reasons that we put the Tefillin Shel Rosh on second. We go up the kedusha. The real reason is because the pasuk says, "Then the Gemara darshes you can only have the Tefillin Shel Rosh on when you already have the Tefillin Shel Yad on. That's why you put the Tefillin Shel Yad on first, and you take it off second because of that drasha, which is ma'akev. It's ma'akev even b'diyevet. If by mistake I took out my Tefillin Shel Rosh, so the halacha is I have to put it down and then put on the Tefillin Shel Yad. I have to be ma'avar on the mitzvahs. If I took out my Tefillin first and then took out my talus, I put on my tefillin first. If I already have my tefillin in my hand, I put my tefillin on first, and then I put on my talus. We try to take out the talus first, ma'alan bakodesh. But when it comes to the tefillin, it's a davarli ikuva that if I, by mistake, took out my tefillin shel rosh first, I put it down. Because the din of yadecha and beinecha is a davarli ikuva. But anyway, so our Mishnah is talking about the tefillin shel rosh, if I wanted to add on boxes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Eino chayev ela al davar she'ikar mi divrei Torah upirusha mi divrei sofrim. You're only chayev on something that is ikar divrei Torah, as we had yesterday. This was the second sheet that we had 2 days ago. Upirusha mi divrei sofrim. V'yesh bo lahosif. And it's a type of mitzvah that you can add on to. It's a mitzvah that has a number of something. And therefore, you can add on to it. It's not some mitzvahs that you just do it. There's nothing to add on to. So, you know, that those types of mitzvahs are not subject to be chayav for Zakin Mamre. This sheet that says it has to be a mitzvah that has a quantitative amount that you could do more of. V'im hosif, and if you do add on, goreya. That really is lessening it. As the Gemara said earlier, we had kalamosif goreya. What was the source of that? Remember, matayim is 200, amatayim is much less. Amatayim is He said, well, what was it, 2.5 amos, whatever it was, that you add on the aleph and you're goreya. That was one of the sources earlier, Kalamos of goreya, learned that from the Nachash. But in this case, that's the case. If you would add on to something, you would lessen it. Ve'ein lanu, and what's the case? El tefillin alibid Rebbe Yehuda. Only tefillin according to Rebbe Yehuda. According to Rebbe Yehuda, who says earlier that you had Zakin Mamre, you have to have something in the Torah and a psak. As we had before, Rashi quotes it, Tika Torah v'yarucha. That's the Rabbi Huda. So what's the case that a Pesach Yamar could be chayiv? It's unbelievable. We just had a whole blot about all the things that the Pesach Yamar could be chayiv for. Then we have another sheet that says here, the only thing the Pesach Yamar could be chayiv for is tefillin. It's the only thing. The only thing he could pass it wrong. Tosfos says, second Tosfos, he must not hold of everything we said already. Everything we said on the past blot, Rabbi, this Shita argues with. Right? He doesn't make all those drushes. But that's this Shita, only tefillin. V'ha'ika lulav. Okay, only tefillin. I have one more. What about lulav? That's also a number. De ikaro midivrei Torah upirusho midivrei sofrim. It's written in the Torah. Its pirish is midirabot. It's midivrei sofrim. It's learned that from Chazal. V'yesh palahosav. You could add on. V'imhosav goreya. So why isn't lulav included? Which aspect of lulav is ikaro divrei Torah, and which aspect is learned out divrei sofrim? So the Ran has two days here. The Ran says, yesh befarshim, that the Ikar Divrei Torah is that it says you have to shake the four minim, and the Pirusha B'Divrei Sofrim is how many? Who says that we have to shake three hadasim and two aravos? Who says that number? So that's right, you learn that from a different that's the Divrei Sofrim, to learn out the numbers. So maybe that's what it is. But then the Ron says, one second, Mimbala Hosa Mosif, I'd call it Mosif Goreya, but we add on sometimes. I know there are certain Sardim or other Minhagim and Chabad, others have a Minhag of adding on Hadassim, adding on more. So what do you mean? How could you add on more? If this is a good Gemara, this is a good source for it, so the Ron says, even though we add on, it's because we paskin, as the Gemara is about to bring up, Lulav Ein Sarach Eged. Lulav ain't sarach eged, meaning a lulav does not need to be bound together, which means everything is independent. The Gemara is going to bring that up in a second. But only if you held, the Gemara was assuming you held sarach eged and it's unified, so then you would not be able to add on. Anyway, that's the first shot of the Ran. The Pirusha Divrei Sofrim is the number. Then he says, number two, Yesh Lefaresh, Pirusha Divrei Sofrim means, what are the Dalet Minim? Because the Gemara in Sukkah discusses that there's a Havamina, that each of the Dalet Minim we might have thought of something else. How do you know it's an esrog? Maybe it's a quince. Maybe it's a lemon. Right? How do you know the priyetz hadar? That's all the Torah says. How do you know it means maybe that's pirusha b'divrei sofrim. What exactly are these dalet minim? Shebekulam yesh litos b'minim acherim k'da'ashkechan ha'asan ve'macharusa ve'mapilpolin u'b'hadas nami ikalamiti. So maybe that's what it is. Aval ba'osan haminim shemanu chachamim. But those type, once Chazal decided, maybe there is no shir l'mala. So that's an even better answer about being mosif. So I got some allergies today. So that's the two days of the Ran. Good. So back to the Gemara. So why is tefillin the only one? Maybe lulav could also be subject to zakin mamre. Answers the Gemara. But lulav my svirlan. No. Either way, lulav is not going to be a problem. What do you hold by lulav? E svirlan. If you hold the important machlokas by lulav of tsarich eged or ain tsarich eged. Do I have to bind the lulav? Do I have to bind the three minim together? So, dil lulav ain tsarich eged. If I hold that a lulav be ikarat, it does not need to be bound. So then everything I'm holding is really halachically independent. Even if I put them together, because the halacha says ein sarach eged, so therefore they're not looked at as one unit. That's what ein sarach eged means. You don't have to bind them together, and they're separate. The east sphere law, and therefore they wouldn't be considered a hosafa. The east sphere law did sarach eged, and if you say that it does need to be bound together, and once you bind it together, they're all connected. Garua va'omed hu. That wouldn't be an example of you have a mitzvah and now you're adding on to the mitzvah. Right when you start shaking it with the extra min inside, that's bad from the beginning. That's bad meikaro. We need to find the case that is good and then you add on. Here this is garua meikaro if you bound it with the extra minim. So it's also another example. What is exactly does that mean? If you look in the Ravid says that this would be an example of a zakein mam. The Ravid quoted here in the Ran. What does the Gemara mean garua va'omed? So the Ravid says, no, it means that it would be a Isser of Baltosif, it would be subject to Zakein Mamre, but it just doesn't fit into this case of you have something and Balahosif and Mosif Goreya. The Ran and most Rishonim assume, no, the Gemara here is talking about the Shita that says this is the only thing that's subject to Zakein Mamre. Maybe there'd be an Isser of Baltosif, but you would not be subject to Zakein Mamre. That's how the Gemara is understood by most. Guru Omedu, and therefore this is not a good example of the Shita that says that the Din of Zakein Mamre is only by where you have a mitzvah, and you're Mosif on the mitzvah, and once you add on to the mitzvah, you now ruin the mitzvah. Here, it's ruined from the beginning, right when you make your lulav. Okay, so that's why that can't be a good example. So only tefillin. So the Gemara says, oh, I have another one to try. Viha ika tzitzis. What about tzitzis? Is another mitzvah with a number. De ikara mi devrei Torah, upirusha mi devrei sofrim. Again, ikar, where does it say in the Torah? No real number of the Torah. Okay, there's a remez, gematria, tzitzis, but really the Torah doesn't give a number. It says you have to put strings on the corner of your baguette. Vim bala hosif, biesh bala hosif, vim hosif goreya. And again, if you put on more, you are goreya. So again, the Gemara says, but tzitzis is my sviralon. By tzitzis is not going to be a problem. Why? E sviralon. The Kesher Ha'el Yom Lav De Oraisa. This is a sugya that we'll have to get to in Maseches Menachos. We know that when we put on our tzitzis, we put them through the hole of the baguette, and then we have all these knots. We have the top knot, the Kesher Elyon, then we have different minhagim, right, 7, 8, 11, 13, whatever the minhag is with the different types of wrapping. But is all that De Oraisa or is all that De Rabbanan? Meaning, me De Oraisa, can I just put my tzitzis through the strings, and that's called tzitzis, to put my tzitzis through the hole and hang them? Is that called tzitzis, d'oraisa? Or do I have to make a knot? Do I take a knot? And only once I make the knot, the kesher, then it's d'oraisa considered having tzitzis on. What if it's making the knot, so then now it's you have combined, you have to combine something, like similar to the concept that we just had about Sarach Eged. If you just say it has to hang there, and that's already enough, so what makes them come together? What makes them come together? So now the Gemara says, B'tzitzis my sphere alone. What do we hold by tzitzis? E sphere alone, the kesher elyon lav d'oraisa. If we hold that tzitzis, the kesher elyon is not d'oraisa. So then, then all the tzitzis that are hanging there are independent. Nothing's holding them together. They're all hanging next to each other in the hole, but nothing's holding them together, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem. The sphere alone, the kesher elyon d'oraisa. And if you say that kesher elyon is d'oraisa, and therefore they're all together tied in the knot, Garuva Ome, same problem we had before by tefillin. Because once they have to be all tied together in the same knot, then right when you tie them, it's ruined. You don't have a mitzvah that is good, and then you're being mosif on, and therefore would be a problem. So the Gemara says, one second, if you have all these problems of Garuva Ome, so yachi tefillinami. So what's the hechi timsi by tefillin? Tefillinami, I avid arba bati, if he makes four batim, the icy achrina of anach gabayu. If you make good tefillin and then you bring another bias and add on and stick on a fifth bias, so hailuchu dekai vailuchu dekai, that also is separate. You have the good tefillin, then you add another bias. So why is that different than having, you know, an extra tzitzis, an extra string next to the previous ones? The e avin chamisha bati garuvomenu. And if you made the tefillin from the beginning with this extra bias, it's garuvomen. So what's the case? What's the case that tefillin would be a problem? Says the Gemara, Hamar of Zera, Bayis Chitzon, She'ena Roes Ha'avir, Pasol. Now the case is that if you have a Bayis Chitzon, if the two outer tefillin boxes aren't the outer tefillin boxes, then it ruins them. So says Reb Zera, it means that you have good tefillin, and then you add on afterwards. Rashi says, "Kagon shahosif bayis chamishi alehem bitzido o davar acher." If you add on something else on the side, so then that you have good one, and then it ruins the tefillin that you already have. It's not just ha'iluchu dekoy ha'iluchu dekoy. Okay, I put something else here. No, the point is that those tefillins have to be visible on the side, right? If Hashem, the pasuk in a brachas, kishem Hashem nikra alech of a yaro b'mecha, right? Ilu tefillin shabarosh. Tefillin shabarosh has to be seen. If you have the outer boxes, the outer compartments that don't see, aren't visible from the outside, so then that ruins the mitzvah that you have. So that's an example of you have a good mitzvah, then you add something on, and it ruins what you have.
By tzitzis would have been adding a fifth string?
By tzitzis, it would have been adding a fifth string, but when? If you add it before you tie it, that is Garuva Omed.
The four is Nidirei Sofrim?
The four, that's the assumption, the number of strings. The number of strings is going down from a different drashas. Remember talking about the batim. Remember that the this goes back. Well, we have other items to talk about, but this goes back to the Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. What's Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin? Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So questions Shulchan Aruch discusses whether one should wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin or not. Yori Shemayim Yotzi De Shnehem. But then if the Mishnah Berurah notes that if one wears Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, it doesn't mean that you switch to the middle of davening, because Meikar Din we pass him like Rashi. You have to wear Rashi Tefillin for all of davening. For everything that you have to wear tefillin for, and then at the after davening, if somebody has a minhag or is in that category, they should wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. What's the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? All it is the order of the parashiyos. The order of the parashiyos. There are four different shitas. Every permutation you want to figure out exactly how the parashiyos are supposed to be situated in my batim, is it the order that it says it in the Torah? Or you could have the order in the Torah. So that's one way. The two Kaddishes, Kaddish Vayik V'yachan, the two, and Shema and V'hayim Shema. Right, so how are they situated? Is it the order in the Torah? Is it Havayos Be'emsa, it's called, the Vahayos, V'hayik V'yachan, V'hayim Shema. Is it Be'emsa? Those are two permutations. And then, is it the order of the person, let's say it's an order of the Torah. Does that go by the person that's wearing it or the person that's seeing it? Meaning that way or that way? So that's already four permutations. You have the Shimusha Rabba, you have different shittas of what the order should be. They say the Gra is going to say that if you have to be coaches for all the different shittas, you have to wear like 70 tefillin. You have to wear all the different permutations of all the different chashas. That's why he says, I don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Why? Because if I'm worried for a second shita, I should be worried for 70 shittas. I'm going like Rashi, I'm a Pasha the Yid. That's why he wore Rashi, which is what we paskin like Me'ikar Hadin. Anyway, that's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Vaiter. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah in Perek Elohan Nechnokin. Ein Mamisinoso, when we have a Zakin Mamre. Right, a Zakin Mamre is one of the Nechnokin. That's why this is here. If you don't kill him, Loba Bezdin Shebeiro, not with the Bezdin in his city, for Loba Bezdin Shebeyavne. And we don't even kill him in the Bezdin in Yavne. Elamalin Oso, the Bezdin Agoda Sheb Yerushalayim. You bring him up to Yerushalayim, Umishaman Oso at a regel, and you wait till Yantif, Umamisinoso Baregel. And you kill him when all Klal Yisrael is there. Shneimar v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yiro v'lo yizidun od. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Akiva says, the pasuk says that all the nation shall hear and fear, and they will not do it again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ema anan asino shal zeh. No, don't delay the din of this person. Elam amisino somiyad. Right, you kill him right away. Well, you're going to have Inu Yadin. He knows he's going to have to wait months. So you kill him right away. And how do you let everybody know? The Kosev Misholchin Shluchin B'chol Makomos. And you send the, you put it in the papers. Make sure everybody knows. Ich Ploni Mischayev Misa B'Bezdin. Right, you don't have to, everybody has to see it, you know, with their eyes. No, you just, everybody has to know it. What's the case of the Mishnah? Don't kill him in the Bezdin in Yavne. What's the case of the Bezdin of Yavne? Right, the Sanhedrin before the Churban Abayis, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tamely Yavne v'chachameha. The Yochanan ben Zakkai got the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne before the Churban Abayis. So Rashi tells us, what's the case of don't put him to death in Yavne? Rashi says, "Im nishalu lebezdin shabalishkas hagazis." Because we had yesterday, you have to argue on the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. So what do you mean, don't put him to death in Lishkas HaGazis? So maybe he went against them while they were still in Yerushalayim. V'yamru lahem, v'chazar le'iro, and then he went home back to his city. V'shah yamim asher golos ha'zedra gadola, and then after that, the Sanhedrin went into Golos. After that, and v'adayin abayis kaim, and there was still a Beis HaMikdash, and then he went and paskind against the Sanhedrin. So they can't kill him in Yavne. You got to schlep him back up to Yerushalayim, even though the Sanhedrin was not there anymore. They were in Yavne. V'yapapi, shehaim, shesham Sanhedrin and Gadola, shesof sof, enik basim sham. Right? Eim amisar, you don't kill him in Yavne, even though the Sanhedrin is there. No, you got to go back to Yerushalayim. Ask Tosas, I don't understand what the case is. When they went to Yavne, they stopped doing Dina Nefashis. So what's the case of going to Yavne, and then they're going to bring him back? They stopped doing Dina Nefashis then. Right, so I don't understand, right? The Gemara said there were so many rotschim around. They stopped doing the nefashim, they couldn't handle it anymore. So what exactly, I don't understand the Rashi, what's the case? They didn't do any nefashim anymore. Number one. Number two, there's only, yes, another question from another Gemara, but says Tosas at the end, it must be that last two lines of Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam Omer, Demairi, Kishenigmar Dino, Kodim Shagolsa Sanhedri. No, it must be that there was a whole Gemar Din. He had everything. He violated. He was a Zakin Mamre before everything, during the world of Din and Nefashis. he didn't. Rashi says he paskin later. No, he would have gemara din beforehand, and then they left. So the halacha is tough. You can't. Can't put him to death in Yavne. It was too late.
Also not the most shriach case.
Yes, not the according to either Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi or Tosfos is not the most shriach case. Tosfos along the way, interesting here, talks about inui hadin. Talks about delaying judgment. When does that apply? Does that only apply after a gemara din? Tosfos assumes it does. According to Rashi, by the whole discussion in the Mishnah also, is there a kind of inui hadin before, just to give an answer to a psak, to get an answer, like during the Masu Matan? Tosfos says no. L'chora, if before you give an answer to a shayla, there's no inui hadin. That's another, you ask on Rashi related to that issue as well. That about inui hadin. There is a scary Masechta Smachas I saw quoted. Masechta Smachas is one of the little Masechtas. At the end of Avodah Zarah, you have all the Masechtas Ketanas quoted there. So even if Bezer Shem we make a siyum on Shas Bavli, we still have to do all the Mishnayos that don't have Gemaras, that the Daf Yomi doesn't do, and we got to do all the Mishnayos, right, to do Kol Torah, I don't know, Rav Chaim Pidiansky makes a siyum on Kol Torah Kula every year of Pesach, so nobody really knows what that means. But does it mean, maybe at Lechor, it means the Maseches Ketanos also. Maseches Geirim, Avos Rebbe Nasan, Smachas, Kala, Derech Eretz, these are all the Maseches Ketanos. So anyway, there's a Maseches Smachas, which is all about Hilchos Avelos. That's why it's a euphemism, Maseches Smachas. So there, very scary, they're considered brises. So it says the Maseches Smachas, during the time of the Heruge Malchus, Ukshabor Rebshungam Liab Rebbe Shmoel, Gazer Olem She Yehargu, and they're crying. Vayar Rebbe Shmoel Boche, for Rebshimin Amar, let's read about it. Ani Boche Al Sh'anu Neharagin Kishovchi Damim Kubachale Shabbasos. We're being killed like murderers. Like Mechalei Shabbos. Omer lo, Shema b'su'uda haya yoshev, v'yashen. Maybe one time you were taking a nap. Uba isha l'sh'ol al nidasa. There's a woman that came with a nida shayla. Al taros shala, or about her taros. V'yamer la hashamish, yashen hu. He's sleeping, I can't disturb him. V'yatora amra im ano ta'ane oto. What is that? And make a woman suffer, v'amaksiv, v'harak yeschem b'charev. Maybe that ever happened, that you didn't answer the shayla immediately, right away. Woman who's waiting with a nidah shayla. Unbelievable. So I saw the Sharm Sinai Balacha quotes this Gemara, that we have to be so careful, that, right, the medrash by the B'nai Eli, that they didn't let the husbands and wives, they didn't give answers to let the husbands and wives go back to each other, but that's talking about inui, being ma'ana. So is there inui hadin by other shaylas? If somebody asks a shayla, should the Rav get the answer right away? He should. But should he make himself crazy to try to get the answer as soon as possible? He should do it the best he can. That's related to inui. That's what Tosfos discusses here about inui hadin. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mamisa no solo bezer shebe Irov lo bezer shebe Yavne, El Amal no solo bezer nagodol shebe Yerushalayim. You bring him up to Yerushalayim, Umeshamer no solo regel. Same thing as the Mishnah said, Umamisa no solo regel. Shemer v'chol am Yishmu v'Yirov div Rabbi Akiva. As Rabbi Akiva says, like the Tanakam in our Mishnah, Amal Rabbi Yehuda v'chinomar Yiru v'Yirov. Does the pasuk say they have to see it and fear? No. V'lo nemar Ella Yishmu v'Yirov. They shall hear about it and fear. Lama ma'anin dino shalze. Why should we be ma'anin? This guy's chayim misa, and we're going to wait to yantif? Elam misa doso miyad, v'kosev v'sholchem b'chal makom. Ish ploni nes chayim misa v'vesti. That's it. You have to, it doesn't say yiru v'yiro. Yishmu v'yiro. So kill him right away, and then just send messengers. Fine. Tan Rabbanan, arba'a tzrichin hachraza. So maybe for the sixth time in this Masechta, we will mention the Ramban, who made this line famous. There are four people in the Torah that when they are punished, an announcement has to be made when they are put to death. By all four of them, it says, Yishmu v'yiro. Who are the four? Hamesis. Somebody convinces somebody to do Avodah Zarah. Uben Zarah Amora. Zakein Mamre. The Edom Zomimin. These are the four, if you remember, that the Ramban says in Kiseitse, that are not punished per se for the actions that they did, but they're punished to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson, because their actions are undermining the very fabric of society. So that's how you know, the fact that you have to do achraza. If somebody's just getting punished for themselves, what are you announcing anything for? Right, to all of Klal Yisrael. Dalat Srichan achraza. That's what the Gemara says. Bikulhu ksivbahu, v'chol ha'am, v'chol Yisrael. Right, they all said the whole nation, the whole Yisrael should hear about it. Beidem Zomim Minksiv, Beidem Zomim has a little different law shown. Vahanish Arim.
Vanisharim, Yishru v'Yiro, those that are left. Why doesn't it say all of the Jewish people? Why does it say Vanisharim? The lo kule alma chazul sahadusa. Because not everybody is right to give edus. Everybody should hear about these edim zomamin, and they shouldn't come and do it. A woman can't give testimony, right? People who are pasul edus can't give testimony, right? People who are malve beribis, we had earlier, the third parak, right? So it's not going to say v'chol ha'am, because it doesn't apply to v'chol ha'am. It's only people who are royal edus. So that's why it doesn't say kol Yisrael. It just says v'hanisharim. That is the pshat of Rashi. The Ran quotes Rashi and says avakasha. It says by edim zomamin. Not, it doesn't say v'kol ha'am because there are some people that are not royal to give edus. Yeah? Let's see. What about Zakin Mamre? What about Zakin Mamre? Right? Or you're going to ask, what? Not everybody can be a Zakin Mamre either. Right? You got to be royal to be in the Sanhedrin. You got to be, right? We had before. You can't be a Talmud Shehorah. Right? Betzorah Morah. It's not for everybody either. So what's Rashi Pshat talking about? V'hanisharim, edim zomamin, it's the lochazi kulam l'sadusa. So the Ran gives a different pshat. Ron gives a different pshat of what this line means. This line is only contrasting of Edom Zomamin and Mesis. Anybody can be a Mesis. So Edom Zomamin, it only says Vanisharim, because not everybody can be a Zomim, but everybody can be a Mesis. What about the other two? No. Says the Ron here, Yesod. The Hachraza by Edom Zomamin and Mesis is different. It has a different purpose than the Hachraza for the other two, of Betzorah Moreh and Zakein Mamre. What is it? Vatama Nachon Bazeh. Says the Ran. Shenemar. Shemashes Huichan Hachraza Zakein Mamre Betzorah Moreh. Why do we need Hachraza to announce it by Zakein Mamre and Betzorah Moreh? Because both of those have something connected to each other. In what way? How is the Zakein Mamre connected to Betzorah Moreh? Lo b'nei hayira shelo yasu b'nei adam sorim u'mamrim kamosam. The point of the achraza there is not to say, don't be a Betzorah Amora. Don't be a Zakin Mamre. Ella, tam achraza m'pnei ha'am, shel yilmadu l'bneihem hamidos hatovos, v'shiyu nivasrim l'shmoa mitzvos aviyem v'imoseihem. Listen to the rabbis and listen to your parents. And every person should teach their children the proper thing. That's why it says v'chol ha'am yishru v'yiro by those two, by Zakin Mamre and by Betzorah Moreh. Shari ben zeh ne'arach Hashem sofo shlo kiva musar ad hayom. Rav Chanini Zakin Mamre, he didn't listen to the Rabbanan, the Torah Seinu HaKadosha. So that's a separate category. The only issue in the Gemara is talking about the other two. Edom Zomamin and Mesis. Those two, the reason for the Achraza is that you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do this Aveira. So that's why the Gemara says, Beidem Zomin, not everybody could do the Aveira. So that's why it only says Hanisharim. Mashaykeh, when it comes to Mesis, everybody could do it. That's the contrast between Edom Zomin and Mesis. Beidem Zomin in Achraza al Ha'am, Elo Shalu Yasu Hamaisa Hu Ba'atzmo. Okay, but the other two, the message is for Chinuch Habanim. Chinuch Habanim, teaching our children properly what to do. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Navi Asheker, next one on the list from the Nechnakin, from the Mishnah Daf Pei Daled. Navi Asheker, Hamestave Mashalo Shama. If a Navi says something that he made up, he didn't hear it. Umashalo Namalo, or something that's not said to him. He heard a nevuah that his friend got, and then he said it over as if he got it. Misasa b'dei shamayim. So that misa is killed b'dei, misasa b'dei adam. He's killed b'dei adam. Aval, and that's chenek. Aval akobesh as nevuah, so if somebody just hides his nevuah, kobesh is nevuah so. V'hamevater al divrei navi. Or if somebody is mevater, somebody does not listen to a navi. He says, forget it. A navi tells me to do something, I don't listen. V'navi sh'avar al divrei atzmo. Or a navi that violates his own words, misasu b'dei shamayim. All of those are misasu b'dei shamayim. They're not b'dei adam. Sh'ne'amar anochi edrosh me'imo. As it says, I will be dorish from him. Let's finish the Mishnah, and then there's a comment. If somebody says a nevuah in the name of Avodah Zarah, be Amar, and he says, this is what the Avodah Zarah told me. Afilu kivin es ha'alacha. Even if he said the right halacha, latami es hatami, latar es hatar. That also is chayiv misa. Remember, we mentioned back on Daf Pei Daled in the Mishnah, the machlokas Rashi Ramban. What does that mean? Right? And let's say I get up and say, Baal Peor told me to wear tefillin today. That's what Rashi seems to say. That's the pashas of this Mishnah. The Ramban says on Chumash, it can't be. It's got to be, Baal Pa'ar is the true God, and he told me to do wet tefillin today. You have to add that line in. You can't just say, he told me to do a mitzvah. He doesn't think that's a Avodah Zarah. Habal Eishas Ish. Kiva Chenechnasar is just Labala Nisuin. Aishas Ish, once there's Chuppah, Afa Bichlo Nivala, it's already considered Habal Lariz Abachanik. Aishas Ish does not have to mean Nivala. Zoeme Baskoin Ubala, also Zoeme Baskoin, those Adib who try to put a Baskoin to death, and they're proven Zoemin, Ubala, and the one who live with a Baskoin, they both get Chenik, even though the Baskoin herself gets Sreifa. Shekala Muzamin, Magdimin Laosa Misa, because generally any Adim Zomin get the Misa that they wanted to inflict, Chutz Mizome Baskoin Ubala, except for the Zome Baskoin, and the one she lived with. Interesting question. The Rashi quotes in Parshas Beshalach that by the Mun, what happened? The Mun on Friday fell double. And when it fell double, they ran to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, what's going on here? And it didn't fall the next day. So Moshe says, oh, this is Shabbos. So Rashi there quotes that Moshe already had the Nevuah about Shabbos, and he didn't give him the message yet. And now, that the Mun fell, oh yeah, I got to let you know, it's Shabbos. Esther, hi Makadosh. What's Moshe doing? He had a Nevuah about Shabbos. He didn't tell them. This is Tes Zayin Chav Beis. Right? What happened? Moshe Chovish Nevuoso. What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, no. Because if you're Medayik in the Torah earlier, and where Moshe repeats what his Nevuah is, he says, Hashem told me this Nevuah, it does not say the word Lamar. It doesn't say Lamar. Meaning, it was information Moshe got, but he wasn't supposed to say it over. There was no Lamar there. He was not commanded by Hashem to give over this Nevuah. That's Tes Zayin Chav Beis. Why not? Why do you think Moshe understood from Hashem that he shouldn't give them Shabbos yet? Because if he tells them about Shabbos, it's not going to be the same as Friday after morning. You go out and you gather your mon, and all of a sudden you see there's double. That's the message of Shabbos. Don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of your parnasa. You think it's all your hishtavos. You're going to try to go gather, if they knew about Shabbos beforehand, they would go try to gather double on Friday. They would say, oh, it's my hishtavos. This way they did the same exact hishtavos like every day, every other day. And what happened? They came home, boom, they have double. They have enough for Shabbos. That's the message of Shabbos. So after you saw it, B'nai Yisrael, now I can tell you. This is what Shabbos is about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. That's the Arachai HaKadosh. Going to save that for a Parsha Shir. Tez Zayin Chaf Beis. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Shlosha v'tazah b'day Adam v'shlosha v'tazah b'day Shemayim. Three Navi cases. The Mises b'day Adam and three b'day Shemayim. Hamasab b'mashalo Shama. U'mashalo nomar lo. V'abasab b'shem v'vodus kochavim. V'tazah b'day Adam. Those three are v'tazah b'day Adam. Hakove says divuaso. V'amavater al divrei Navi. V'navi sh'avar al divrei Atzmo. V'tazah b'day Shemayim. Those three are b'day Shemayim. V'no ani mili. So how do you know? Amar v'yudah marav. Da amar krav. Ach hanavi asher yazid l'daber. Davar Bishmi, a Navi that has the gall to say something in my name, Zemasavi Bashalo Shama. That's referring to a Navi that didn't hear it from me. Vasher Lot Sivisiv, that I did not command him, Halachavero Sivisiv, but I told his friend, Zemasavi Mashalo Nomarlo. That's talking about a Navi who says something that Hashem commanded his friend, but not to him. So in the Pasuk, you have those three, Viksiv Umeis Hanaviyahu. And that Navi is put to death. But Hakovish has Nevuah. So a Navi who does not give over his Nevuah. Or somebody doesn't listen to a Navi. That's Misa B'dei Shemayim. D'chsiv. V'ha'ish asher lo yishma. The man who does not listen. Kari bei lo yashmia. You could also switch around the letters and say that means if he's not mashmiya his nevuah, that's kovish nevuaso. The kari bei lo yishama el devarai. He doesn't listen to his own words. That's the one that doesn't listen. V'ksiv anochi yedosh meimo bidei shamayim. So all of these are bidei shamayim. Fine. Habasav ashlo shama. If somebody is mistaba, now we're going to, the rest of the daf is giving examples from Tanakh. Where do you have somebody who did this who was chayiv misa? Misav mashal shama. Just before that, there is a Hagos Maimonios in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Hey Aleph, who says, don't joke around. He says there are a lot of people, the Urayim, he goes to the Urayim, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He says there are a lot of people that go around and say, God told me, dot, 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 just to make sure their friends listen to them. And they say it as a joke. Don't say it as a joke. That's what he says. He says, Yizar Adam Shalom Yomar Afilu Derech Batchanus. V'schok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Likach. L'fisha Re'isi B'nei Adam Omrim Kach. V'ein Margishim Va'avon HaDavar Kasavtiv. Right, that's what the That's what the Hagos Maranius quotes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Hey Aleph. Okay? If anybody ever said that kind of thing, God told me. Right? That's, shouldn't say that. Okay, so who was Mesabe what he did in here? Kagon, Tzidkiyo ben Kenano. Tichsib, Vayaslo Tzidkiyo ben Kenano, Karni Barzel. He made Karni Barzel. He made horns of iron. My Havala Lamevid. Ruach Novos Atisei. The problem is that Tzidkiyo was being used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to convince Achav to go out to war. Hashem wanted Achav killed, so he was convinced. He sent a spirit into a false prophet, Tzidkiyah, in order to convince Achav to go out to war. So how can we punish him? How can we punish him for saying this before that wasn't true? Ruach Navos Atasei, the Ruach of Navos who Achav had killed. So his neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to lure Achav to his death. Dechsev, Yomar Hashem, because Hashem says, up in Shemayim, Mi yafate es Achav, who is going to seduce Achav, Vayal Vayipo Bramos Gilad, and he'll go out and die in battle. Vayetze Aruch, Vayamal Vayashem, Aruch went in front of Hashem, Vayomar, Ani Afatano, I'll do it. Vayomer, Tifateva Gantu Tchau, Seva Sekein, do it. Right, so why was Tzidkiyo held responsible? Amar Rav Yehuda, first we darshan the psukim, might say, Tzemi Mechitza Si. What does it mean? Go out? Go out of my Mechitza. Right, go out and do it. My Ruach, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rucho Shel Navos HaYisraeli. It was the Ruach of Navos who he had killed. So that's the question. Back to the question. So why was he punished? Havel Medak. He should have been more careful. Why? Kedir Rabbi Yitzchak, based on the Din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Signon Echad Ola Lakama Neviim. There's one style that many Neviim could use. Veinstein Neviim is not a Besignon Echad. But two Neviim never give the exact same Nevuah. Everybody is influenced in how they receive the Nevuah and how they transmit the Nevuah. You can look at the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the first one on Parshas Matos. He talks about this principle about two Nevi'im not mistabe b'sigron echad. So that is the, and that's why he wasn't careful about that din. Ovadia Amar, for example, Ovadia zed zdon libcha hishiyacha, the zadon of your heart cause you to err. Yirmiyo Amar, tiflatzischa hishiyoschach, zdon libcha. So it's similar. Similar, but not exactly the same. So you see, Nevi'im are similar, but not exactly the same. Vahani, and here, in the case of Tzidkiyah, there were 400 Nevi'im of Achav, false prophets. Midakamri, Kulu, Kadadi, they were saying the exact same thing. Shmamine, Lo, Klum, Kamri, so you should have realized they were false. They were saying the exact same thing. Dilmalavi, Yadalei, Lad, Rabbi Yitzchak, maybe he didn't know the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, how can we fault him? So Yehoshaphat Avayasa. No, the real Navi Yehoshaphat was there. The Kamala, what he said, Dechseva, Yomar Yehoshaphat, Hein po Navi, Hashem Od, is there no real Navi here? Amar Leh, so Achav says, Ha'ika Kalhani, there are all of these in front of me. Amar Leh, Kach Mokobani, Beis Aviyaba, Signon Echad, Ola, Kamen Neviim, Beis Neviim, Misanib, Signon Echad. So Yehoshaphat said it, right there. So that's why it was Sivkiah's fault. So he's an example of saying a Nevuah that he did not hear. What about somebody who says a nevuah that was not said to him, but to his friend? Kagon Chananya ben Azor. Chananya. Tekoi Yirmiyah b'shuka Elyon. Yirmiyah Anavi was telling everybody there was going to be a churban. Vika'amar. Ka'amar Hashem Tzavakos hinen Nishogar es Keshes Elam. And he said, I'm going to break Elam, one of the other nations. That's what Yirmiyah said. And Chananya overheard that nevuah. And he said, Nasa Chananya kavachomer ba'atzmo. Ma Elam shelo bo el azores bavel. Elam which came just to help bavel. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Nishogres catches Elam. I'm going to destroy them. Kasim atzmo la'achas kama v'kama. The Babylonians themselves, surely. Even though they were going to be the ones to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So, Asa Iyu B'shuk HaTachton. So Chananya went out in the Shuk v'amar. Komar Hashem v'chulu shavati yisol melech bavel. I'm going to break Bavel. He did a kavachomer from what he overheard from Yirmiyo. Is that a really good example? He made up his own nevuah. It wasn't a nevuah that was told to Yirmiyahu, and then he said it. So Amar Le, no. There's a concept called kavachomer, and that's good enough. He got darshan a kavachomer from a nevuah that was given, and therefore that is good enough. Huniyu delo nomar lo, and it wasn't said to him. Next, hamasabe b'shem avodas kochavim could go neviyei habal. The neviyei habal, they don't have to. No more explanation needed. Hakovesh es nevuaso kigon Yona ben Amitai. Kovesh nevuaso was Yona, right? He was told to do something and he ran away. A lot of discussion about Yona. Exactly how did he do it? Was he l'shem shamayim? Maybe he was running to Chutz La'aretz because then he wouldn't have nevuah anymore. He didn't realize if he got nevuah in Eretz Yisrael to start, you'll continue getting nevuah outside. Vamavatar al divrei navi. Somebody doesn't listen to the navi. Kagon chavrei demicha. the friends of Micha, Dechsiv, the Ish Echad Mibnei Neviim, Amar El Re'ehu B'Dvar Hashem, one of the Neviim said to their friend, Hakenina. Hakenina, Rashi quotes, they were giving a message to Achav to try to show him what's going to happen. But Hakenina, so he said to his friend, hit me please, Vayamayin, Ish Lakoso, he didn't want to hit him. Dechsiv, Ayomar Lo Yanashalo Shamata V'chulu, because you didn't hit me, so a lion's going to come and eat you after I leave, and that's what happened. That's an example in, this, in Malachim about somebody who doesn't listen to a Navi. The Navi Sha'avar al Dibre Atzmo, he goes, Ido a Navi. Somebody who does not listen to his own Nevuah, that's Ido. Dechsiv, Kichain Tziva Osi. Right, the Rashi quotes the story that he didn't want to take part with Yeravam in a festive meal. Yeravam put the Avodah Zarah in the different temple that he made, so people don't go to the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, "I don't want to eat there. I made a neder. I'm fasting today." Hashem commanded me not to eat. Then on the way back, he met another navi who happened to be a navi sheker. Now he used to be a navi emes. And then Hashem told me also, "Yashav ito." He returned with him. He went in with him, and then all the navi says, "Don't worry, but you could come eat with me. It's okay." And Ido didn't listen to his previous devoir that he wasn't allowed to eat. He wanted to eat with him, and therefore Ido met a terrible demise. Period. Tani Tana Kami Derev Chista. HaKovish is Nevuah Saloka. If somebody's Kovish Nevuah, he gets Malkus. What do you mean he gets Malkus? Didn't we say Misa B'dei Shemayim? So Tosva says, where's Tosva? The bottom of the previous Amid. Tosva says this just means like a Malkus Durabanan. Malkus Mardus, right? Malkus Archetesi Nafsho, right? That's the Malkus Durabanan. That's Malkus. Amarle, Manda Achel Tamre, Ba'arbala, Lucky? So this is just a phrase, which means if somebody eats dates from a sea, from a bowl, you get Malkus? I mean, what did he do wrong here? Man Masribe, who's going to warn a Navi, you better give your Nevuah? How do we know that he had a Nevuah? Kovish Nevuah. How did he get Hasra that we're going to give him some Malkus? Amar Abaya, Chavre Nevi'eh. His friend prophets know exactly what he heard. Minal Yadi, how do they know? Amar Abaya, because Abaya says nobody gets the Nevuah themselves. Dechsiv. Ki lo yasa, Hashem elokim dover, ki im gola sodo. Hashem's going to reveal his sod to more than one Navi. Vidilma Hajibay, but maybe he told one Navi that he takes it back and not the other Nevi'im. No, imisa da Hajibay, odui havi modila kula Nevi'eh. Same thing. The Nevuah is going to go to all of them. If he changes his mind by one, that he's not going to bring a certain tragedy or whatever the case is, so he'll change his mind by all of them. For Yonah the Hajime Vlo Duhu. What do you mean? Yonah didn't know that Hashgada changed his mind, not wiping out Nineveh. And see, Yonah didn't realize it. No, Yonah Meikar Nineveh Nefechas Amrilei. What did Hashem tell Yonah? Nineveh will be overturned. Iu lo yada ilu tovi lara. Does that mean overturned that they're going to get destroyed? Or overturned that they're going to do tshuva? They're going to overturn their own actions. So he didn't have to change anything. It was just Yonah misunderstood at the time, right? Or just understood it one way, and he could have understood it a different way. Period. Hamavatar al divrei navi mina yada di yanish. As you notice, in the next 3 weeks, we're going to have major large dafim. Yada di yanish. The yavle os. So where do you see that mavatar al divrei navi? Somebody doesn't listen to a navi. How do you know he will be punished? The yavle os. Right. Mina yada. How do you know? How does he know that it's a real Navi that he should be punished? Maybe it's a Navi Sheker. The Yavleos, no. If the Navi gives a sign, V'hamicha delo Yavleos Yanish, what about the story that we had on top? He didn't give a sign and he was still punished. Hecha de Muchzak Shaini, like the Rambam writes in Nuchos Yisodei Torah. If somebody's Muchzak, a certain type of person, he's a tzaddik, he's an Oseh Mitzvahs, he's a Makari V'Torah, and then he does a sign. So that's a Navi. Dilote Machiks, if you say a Muchzak is not good enough, Avram Har Maria Hechi Shamalei Yitzchak. How did Yitzchak trust Abraham? Hashem told me to kill you. How did he trust him? He didn't give him a sign. Muchzok shiny. Or Elio by Har Carmel. How did all Klal Yisrael obey Elio on Har Carmel? Right? Or Va'adish Chudechot. They all brought these carbonates outside the Beis HaMikdash. El Hechad Muchzok shiny. Muchzok is shiny. What are the answers given? The Chassam Sofer gives the answer. The end of Arachayim. The same thing we quoted yesterday. The end of the Tshuvas Arachayim. Also there too he discusses Avram versus Yitzchak in the Akedah. So most of the time we say it's Avram's Nisayan, more than Yitzchak, many reasons why. But the Chassam Sofer says in one way, maybe Yitzchak is greater. Because Avram was a Bechin of Torah Shebichsav. He heard it from God. He heard it from Hashem. Yitzchak heard it from Avram. It was Emunas Chachamim. It was Torah Shebal Peh. It was harder for Yitzchak. But maybe that's based on this Gemara, right? Avram was Torah Shebichsav and Yitzchak was Torah Shebal Peh. Vayehi a little bit more. Achar drama Eila Balakim Nisas Avraham. The Akedah. After these things, Hashem tested Avram. Why is this here? Because we just quoted this idea by Abraham. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yossi ben Zimra. Achar Dvarav Shal Satan. Famous. What does it mean after? After the Satan said something. Dichsiva. Yigdal Yavna Yigamal V'chulu. Yitzchak grew up. Amar Satan V'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam. Zokin Zechananto L'meya Shana Pri Beten. You gave this old man a child after 100 years. Mikol Suda Sha'asa Lo Haya Lo Tor Echad O Gozal Echad. Hagol V'necha. He didn't give you one karban. The Ben Yoyada says, a measly bird he didn't give you. Even say like a para. Even a measly bird he didn't give you. Or maybe he's referring to the Bris Ben Abbasarim, Toro Gozal. Right? He's referring to that. Amar lo, klum asa el b'shul b'no. He only did it for his son. Imani omar lo zaveches binchalofanai. Miyodzovcho. If I would ask him, if I get an animal, if I would ask him for his son, he'd give it. Miyad, v'lokim nisaz Avraham. That led to the Nisayan. Vayomer kach na es bincha, take your son. Amar shimar abba, ein na el lashon bakasha. Right? Na is a lashon of bakasha. Mashal, Abelach, Basav, Adam, Sha'amdu, Allah, Milchamos, Harbe. There was a king that had many wars. Vayelo, Gibor Echad, and Ischan. And he had one great warrior that always won for him. Liyamim, Amdu, Allah, Amda, Allah, Milchama, Chazaka. He had one major war. Amar lo, Bevakashamim, Cha'amodi, Bimilchamazu. Please help me win this war. Shalo, Yomer, Rishonos, Ain Behem Mamish. People don't say that the first ones, Ain Behem Mamish, weren't real. Avakadosh Baruch Hu, Amar La Avraham, Yisisicha Bekam Nisyonos, V'yamata Bekulan. You've been through, you've done a lot of Nisyonos for me, and you've stood through all of them. Achshav Amoldi B'Nisayon Zeh, do one more for me. Shalo Yomru, Ein Mamish Berishonim. So they say this, so the people don't say, the first ones. Yeah, you got it, the last one will be Moreh, but all the earlier ones were also very extreme. Period. The Ran says, we have a pierce of the Ran on Sefer Shmos. The Ran says, Ein No Elosha Makasha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was not Mitzaveh the Akeda. God just told Avraham, you know, I'd appreciate it. The highest level of love, says the Ran, is when we do things even before being commanded. When a husband brings a wife a drink, even before the wife asks for it, right? That's a greater level of love, because I know that that's what she wants. I'm trying to do her ratzon. Ein no lasha makasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu was megaladas. That Avraham, I'd appreciate it. No, it's please. I'd appreciate it. And therefore Avraham did it. It's an even higher level, even without being commanded, Avraham did it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And keep in mind, let's try to start exactly on time the next couple of weeks. We want to just get through the words. It's something that we have to really put ourselves to. Okay, we'll stop here. And today's daf again was sponsored by Diane and Ephraim Goldstein with gratitude to Hashem in celebration of the birth of a baby boy with their children, Ilana and Rav Natan. The politics.